You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So we had a week off. I guess we found it necessary to validate, you know, the fact that we deserved time off. It was funny. We were telling things to people like, we haven't had a vacation since December.
We haven't. We're diehards. We come into work every day. We need breaks, too.
I even put it as the Mindbender Club mailer that's going to be going out later this morning. I opened it up by saying, hey, you know, we really haven't. And then I thought, why am I having to, like, apologize?
To justify. I know. I was getting Instagram messages like crazy over the past few days. When are you coming back? When are you coming back? Which is nice. I mean, it's nice that they want us back and, you know, want us live and everything. And thank you for all those notes. But it was also nice to get away for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I didn't go anywhere. I just hung out of the house. I actually just worked during my time off. Although, it was funny. I took one day where I said, I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to do work. And that was, I'm not going to lie. I'm not trying to wear it as a badge of honor that I'm a workaholic. But I mean, it was a challenging day for me to not open that laptop and do some stuff. But yeah. I just read. I put a puzzle together. I went for two walks. I just hung out, you know, watched our show.
There you go.
Stuff like that. But otherwise, it was much of the same, although I will tell you that I'm car shopping right now, and there's one particular car that I want. You can't find them anywhere. It's that whole chip shortage thing, right? That's just really affecting the car industry. And the last I heard from my car broker, they were like, yeah, probably end of July, we'll finally be able to get that car for you. And then yesterday I got an update that said, now it's probably the end of August. So it is really challenging to try to find. If you have your heart set on particular vehicles, they're
not
hard
to
find
right now. Yeah,
I saw some story that said if you bought a car last year, it's possible you could go online and sell it for more than you paid for.
A lot of models. I was reading it was specifically the Corvette. If you had bought last year's model of Corvette, you could turn around and sell it now for $26,000 more than what you paid for it last year. $26,000 more. Corvette.
And that would get you. God. You could go out and buy a whole new midlife crisis.
You totally could. You really could. Yeah.
So anyway, I had the most boring vacation, but in a way that's good.
Yeah.
And sometimes those are quite needed. You, however, took the old family truckster out for a family road trip.
We loaded up the family in the old family SUV, put 1,400 miles on it, went out west, which we usually go out east to Iowa, but this time it was another, what I was calling an obligation vacation. We headed to Mesquite, Nevada, which is where Nicole's dad is retired out there. Hotter than the gates of hell, let me tell you. When we were out there, I think it hit 111, 112, which was down from the 118 than it had been the week prior.
Oh,
so
goodness.
We got a little bit of a break there.
Is that your first time that your kids have ever been in that kind of
Yes,
heat?
Yes, it was. And let me tell you, you know, I-70 gets a bad rap around here, you know, because it's so packed and everything. I haven't been that far west on I-70 since I was a kid and was taking road trips with my parents out to California. What, once you get past Silverthorne, Vail, you know, all that up there, what a beautiful drive that is. Just a phenomenal highway. Just the scenery is just so beautiful. So I highly recommend going that way if you never have.
Into a gaper?
I did, so much so. The mountains and the reefs and everything that were out there,
And you're a Colorado native.
I couldn't get enough of Utah, man. Utah is beautiful. So anyway, we made our way out to Mesquite, and yeah, the kids were in the pool. Her dad has a pool, so the moment we got to his house in the morning until the sunset, and my kids are crazy peely right now. Their poor little faces. We were putting sunscreen on every like 45 minutes, and they are still so sunburned, but they were having the time of their life. Nicole got to see a lot of her family that she has not seen in probably 20 to 25 years. They all came in from California.
20 years.
20 years. A lot of her family has not met Lila. We haven't seen her dad in 5 years. So we were so due to get together and just tear it up. And it was just a 3-day party. Nicole's dad, bless his heart, he's retired, you know, so it's like the little things that surprise him. The whole time he was counting the amount of trash bags that we had, and we ended up with 20 full-size black trash bags of trash after a three-day little party fest. That's how much food and alcohol was consumed. So we had a lot of fun. I will tell you that the hotel that we stayed at had a pool, and it was kind of a Mac Daddy pool. The kids were like very wide-eyed because it had one of those big, you know, mountains in the middle of it with the waterfall and everything. So they wanted to go spend the morning in that pool. And you know how I am with public pools, especially after my last experience in South Dakota where the little kid threw up in the pool right next to me. So I was like, all right, I'll go out there. I'll maybe get in. And as I'm sitting on the edge of the pool with my legs in, a couple other family members in the pool, we're all talking or whatever. One of them goes, oh, what's that? And we look down, and there's probably a good 13 inches of hair, a big wad of hair, stuck to the side of his leg. And he's trying to shake it off, and it comes off, and it starts sticking to the other kids and everything in the pool. And I just went, nope. Pulled my legs up and out of that pool and went and sat over on the little bench for the rest of the time we were outside. Somebody lost their weave, Dom, in the pool, and it was nasty. So, just to reiterate, I don't get in public pools, nor will I ever get in public pools.
Did you have your t-shirt on?
I had my t-shirt on as well.
Okay.
T-shirt on, giant wad of hair in the pool. I'm not getting in, man.
Can I
not
back happening. Up about a minute and a half?
Sure.
So you didn't stay with Nicole's
No,
dad.
We didn't, because other family members were staying with him.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
It was actually nice, because it was nice to just kind of have your own space at the end of the night, because we opted to leave at like, you know, 8, 9 o'clock at night, and everyone else was still going to town, you know, and we're like, we got to get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice to go back to the hotel and kind of escape all that.
But I get that.
And then we went through Fruta and saw the statue of Mike the Headless Chicken.
Yeah.
Anyone familiar with that story?
Oh, yeah.
Google it if you're not. This farmer went to cook dinner, chopped the head off his chicken, and the chicken didn't die. And he lived for another 18 months, and he fed the chicken with a little eyedropper. And now it's like what Fruta, Colorado is known for. And we went out and got the picture next to the statue of Mike the Headless Chicken, and it might be our Christmas card this year.
I'm going to tell you, that town has made bank off of
so
that chicken.
So much bank. There's like a festival. I think there's like a 5K. There's a bike ride. That's what they're known for. And I had never heard about it before.
You're kidding.
Nicole's dad was telling us about it. He's like, on your way back, go see Mike the Headless Chicken. We're like, what the hell is that?
Again, I can't believe you're a Colorado native.
I've never
you didn't
heard
know about
of it.
The Headless Chicken.
I had no idea.
Mm.
And it's quite a story on the Western Slope.
As it should
Not
be.
Much else to do out there, I'll tell you that.